Please take your Bibles, open to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 15, I'll be reading verses 1 through 5. Out of reverence to God, please stand as His word is read. Acts chapter 15, beginning in verse 1. Some men came down from Judea and began to teach the brothers, unless you are circumcised according to the custom prescribed by Moses, you cannot be saved. After Paul and Barnabas had engaged them in serious argument and debate, Paul and Barnabas and some others were appointed to go up to the apostles and elders in Jerusalem about this issue. When they had been sent on their way by the church, they passed through both Phoenicia and Samaria, describing in detail the conversion of the Gentiles, and they brought great joy to all the brothers and sisters. When they arrived at Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church, the apostles, and the elders, and they reported all that God had done with them. But some of the believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees stood up and said, it is necessary to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. You may be seated. Sunday, we were looking at the end of Paul and Barnabas' first missionary journey. And we were looking at verses 21 and 28. It says, after they had preached the gospel in that town, and that town is Derbe, we find from the previous verse, if you look at your map, number 3, it shows you where Derbe was. Derbe was about 160 miles from, if you went to the east, you'd go to Tarsus, and then you could go down through the road to Antioch in Syria. That would have been the quick way to go back to Antioch, but Paul and Barnabas had another plan that God had shown them. We need to go back to all the places that we preached the gospel before and teach them and get them prepared to grow as Christians. They went back to the places where they had been persecuted, where there was opposition, and where the message was received without opposition. They went and strengthened the churches, appointed elders. There needed to be leadership in the churches. Paul and Barnabas didn't know when or if they're ever coming back to these places. They needed someone that was familiar with the scripture, that was a believer and understood the truth of the gospel. So from Derbe, they just backtracked, went to Lystra, then to Iconium, then to Pisidian and Antioch, and then back down. They didn't go to the island of Cyprus. They went leaving Pamphylia. They went down to Antalya. And interesting, I've been in that port in Antalya. And from there, they sailed back to Antioch in Syria. They were making sure the churches were going to grow. And then they came back to Antioch in Syria and spent a long period there. While they were there, some men from Judea came down to Antioch in Syria. Now, Antioch in Syria is north of Jerusalem, but Jerusalem is uphill. Everything's down from Jerusalem, and it's up to Jerusalem. So don't let that confuse you with your map coordinates that they're coming down from Judea. Wait a minute, they're heading north. Because what do you think? I'm going down, you're heading south. You're going downhill. And they had some people. It doesn't say God gave a message for these people to come down. They just came down to introduce some teaching that you have to be circumcised. Basically, you have to become a Jew before you can be saved. That's not what Jesus said. Let's go to the Gospel of John for a moment. John chapter 3. And look what Jesus was telling Nicodemus. In verse 12, If I have told you about earthly things and you don't believe it, how will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God loved the world in this way. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Anyone who believes in him is not condemned, but anyone who does not believe is already condemned, because he does not believe in the name of the one and only Son of God. The people that came down from Jerusalem, we'll find out, are from the group of Pharisees who became believers, but they were teaching that you had to become basically a Jew first, follow all the Old Testament rules and regulations, or you couldn't be saved. Ignoring what Jesus said, it is the one who believes that is saved. And the one that doesn't believe is not saved. Get the little S on it. Don't give you the Barry White syndrome. So they came down, and Paul and Barnabas said, engaged in a serious debate and argument with them. Argument doesn't necessarily mean they were yelling at each other, being slanderous. It means they were using proper techniques, explaining the truth. Argumentation, sometimes we think it's just yelling at each other. My opinion is right, yours is wrong. But the true sense of argumentation means giving reasons why you believe your argument, your position is correct. And so Paul and Barnabas spent time trying to explain to these people that had come down from Jerusalem and were introducing this teaching that it wasn't in line with the Word of God. If you look at Ephesians chapter 4 for a moment, and start at verse 11. The one who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens to fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, equipping the saints for the work of ministry, to build up the body of Christ until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of God's Son, growing into maturity with a stature measured by Christ's fullness. Then we will no longer be little children tossed by the waves and blown around by every wind of teaching, by human cunning, and by cleverness in the teaching of deceit. God has placed teachers in the church to teach the truth, so you're not tossed about by any passing theory, passing opinion that comes. There are some people that say you have to worship in a certain style or you're not saved. Worship on a certain day of the week or you're not saved. Use the correct version of the Bible. Yeah. It's interesting that those people that take the correct version of the Bible, it's always a translation. It's not the original Greek and Hebrew. I've yet to see a church that said, maybe the Greek Orthodox Church. But no one says you've got to use the original Greek text or the original Hebrew text. But there are people that try to add to God's word about how you have to be saved. That's what these people were doing. Paul and Barnabas tried to persuade them. And then they went to Jerusalem. Now, you might look at that and say, well, it's like the teacher that says, well, If you're not going to listen to me, you'll listen to the principal. Let me get the principal to tell you. That's not what they were doing. They're not going to Jerusalem and saying, well, Jerusalem will tell you what's right. They were going up to where the source of this false teaching was. So Paul and Barnabas were going to correct this teaching by going where it started from. Because these people came down from Jerusalem. Well, we need to go back to Jerusalem to stop this from spreading to other churches. And on their way up to Jerusalem, which is heading south, they went through Phoenicia and Samaria. Phoenicia and Samaria were not strictly Jewish places. Phoenicia was a Gentile. Samaria was half Jewish, half Gentile. And they told about the grace of God as they went. And all the churches along the way and all the believers rejoiced. They didn't get the message. Well, wait a minute. Shouldn't you be circumcised too? No, they just said, oh, it's salvation by grace. They rejoiced at all the Gentiles who were being saved. They got to Jerusalem. The church welcomed them there, the apostles and the elders. It's not like, oh, here come these heretics, Paul and Barnabas, that are trying to teach us something different than Jesus said. No, they were welcomed as people that spoke the truth. But it says, look at verse 5. Some of the believers, now notice it says believers, who belonged to the party of the Pharisees, stood up and said, it is necessary to circumcise them and command them to keep the law of Moses. Now, it didn't say some of the unbelievers in the church. These were believers. It's telling us some people that are truly Christians can have some false beliefs. The false beliefs need to be corrected. That's why in Hebrews it tells us, don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together, so we may encourage one another and spur one another on to love and good deeds. We need to be challenging one another, correcting false teaching. That's why we need to meet together to be sure the teaching is correct. Paul and Barnabas went up to confront the false teaching, because that's what we need to do. When there's false teaching, it needs to be confronted with the truth of Scripture. And we're going to see that as we go into the service in on Sunday. Now, these people that came down to Antioch, they could have been the same ones that kept going in it. Paul mentions it in Galatians, that when the circumcision group came down, even Peter was persuaded by him. And he stopped eating with the Gentiles because he was concerned about their influence. Even though Peter ate with the Gentiles, I don't have to keep a kosher diet, but then some of these group were still presenting their teaching. So what should we do? We need to search Scripture to be sure what we believe is true. If there's false teaching, we need to address it. We need to spur one another on toward love and good deeds. We need to encourage one another. God's Word has all the answers. One person doesn't have the answers, but God does. That's why we need to be together. Tell me, will you close this prayer?
Share with other people.